Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Joy in my soul.
how to sing. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is war. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We come to serve a victory notice of Satan. He can't have our family. He can't have our increase. He can't have our neighborhood. This is war. And we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign. It is power in the blood of Jesus, the healing power, the delivering power. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. We come to give you all the praise and all the glory. You're worthy to be praised. And we say thank you. You kept us last night as we slept in slumber. You woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we serving Satan eviction notice today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He got to get his hands out of our family. He got to get his hand off our neighborhood, off our finances. This is war. We serving him eviction notice today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, come bless the Lord with me this morning. He's worthy to be praised. In spite of what's going on around us, he's still awesome. He's still wonderful. He's still faithful. He's still the great I am that I am. Whatever we need him for, he's right there. This is war. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We welcome you in our homes on today. We welcome you in our church service on today. Have your way today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, bless the Lord with me this morning, because we will continue to look to the hills. Where cometh our help? Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our peace comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come to bless his name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. We come to say thank you, Lord. We breaking forth into joy today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus. Over every household represented on this line today, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, we plead the blood of Jesus. It's healing in the blood. It's deliverance in the blood. It's breakthroughs in the blood of Jesus. He took 39 stripes on his vessel for each and every one of us. So we praise him today for the breakthrough. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you, Lord. We lift up our neighborhoods to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift our neighbors up to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our neighborhoods on today. Have your way in our neighborhoods' houses on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Are we completing the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere? Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but prince principalities in high places. The blood of Jesus. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We lift up our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to you today, Lord God. Continue to be a fence around them, God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger in every city and every state they're in, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name today. We lift up the visionary of this line to you today. Continuously cover and keep him, Lord God, and his entire family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continuously to do a new thing in JR, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Oh, we got on our war clothes this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we bless your name today, Father. Because if it had not been for you, where would I be at this day? And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airplanes today, over trains, over buses, over all means of transportation today, Lord God. The blood of Jesus covered in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you for doing a new thing in us, through us, for us, around us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to bless your name this morning, that your right hand is holding us up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We shall live and not die and do what you called us to do. We say thank you, Jesus. You haven't handed us over to death, because we got to be physically alive to do what you called us to do, but you get the glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way this morning, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Your will be done. And we say thank you. Lift up bereaved families to you today, Lord God. Comfort that only you can do, Lord God. Because your word says you never leave us nor forsake us, God. So comfort the bereaved families all over the land today, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, God, that will draw them to you, Lord God. You're married to the backsliders today. Slide them back to you, huh? This is war. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. We taking back what the enemy has taken from us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, have your way, Lord God. And we bless your name today. We lift up the homeless all over the universe to you today, Lord God. Open up doors for them, Lord God, that can no man close. Close doors for the homeless that can no man open. We thank you for homeless, Lord God, today, how you're providing and keeping them safe from all seen and unseen danger. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in the White House today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, because this is an awesome day. This is a wonderful day. We was able to wake up and look up and get up. And we say thank you for strength today. In your precious son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Glory, glory, glory. Father God, we come to you giving you honor, which is due you, O Father God. Oh, we praise you and we glorify you and we magnify you, O Father God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for being our beginning, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for establishing us, O Father God, here, O Father God, in the things that you have destined and designed for us to do individually. We thank you, O Father God. We praise you and honor you. We thank you, O Father God, for the healing going forth. We thank you, O Father God, for setting everything in order within each and every individual life, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for tearing down the strongholds, O Father God, in each and every individual life, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for searching out the dark things within us, O Father God, and bringing them to our memory, O Father God, so that we can have a choice, O Father God, to see, O Father God, your perfect will, O Father God, and that you have established within us, O Father God, to choose, O Father God, those things, O Father God, that pertains to you and you alone, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for regulating, O Father God, everything in us, O Father God, that has been in a default mode, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, because in the beginning, oh, Father God, in the beginning, oh, Father God, you had an original intent for us, oh, Father God. So I thank you, oh, Father God, for establishing that original intent, oh, Father God, in the people's lives, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may see, oh, Father God, that great love that you have for us, even through the things that we may have been going through mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially, oh, Father God, when we sit unto ourselves, oh, Father God, through all of the hustle and bustle, Father God, we see that you have always been there. Your word say that you'll never forsake us and never leave us, O Father God. And as we sit down and contemplate, we can concur, O Father God, that you never left us and you'll never forsake us. So we honor you and we thank you and we glorify you, Father God, for all that you have done and all the things that you're going to do up in our entire individual family lives, oh, Father God. You are working it out, oh, Father God. Some things we may not be able to understand, oh, Father God, but we trust you, oh, Father God. We trust you with everything in us, oh, Father God, that you have given us to trust you with, oh, Father God. Even when it seems unreasonable, oh, Father God, oh, we trust you, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you even right now, oh, Father God, for the things that you are doing, oh, Father God, and the individual lives of your people, oh, Father God, and the process, oh, Father God, that have taken place within their lives, oh, Father God, so their eyes, oh, Father God, may become open, oh, Father God, and what you're doing, oh, Father God, so that they may come in agreement with you, oh, Father God, and not fight against you, oh, Father God, because of the things, oh, Father God, that we once understood the way that they were. But the newness in life, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, our eyes is being opened to see things the way that you desire us to see, so that we may be balanced and in union with you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Father God, you always have a plan. You even had a plan from the very beginning of a plan that had a plan, oh, Father God, because of your great love for us and toward us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your spirit going throughout the land, oh, Father God, having boundaries, oh, Father God, that have kept people, oh, Father God, stagnated, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for removing them. We thank you for the newness of life in this season that you're establishing of people in people's lives, oh, Father God. Oh, they are blooming, they are flourishing, oh, Father God. All of the darkness and the dross, oh, Father God, that may have plagued them, consciously, unconsciously, and subconsciously are falling off, oh, Father God, by the wayside, oh, Father God. It is falling upon good ground, oh, Father God, that the word that you are sending forth in this season, oh, Father God. And we plead the blood right now against the enemy, oh, Father God, that may be trying to set nets, oh, Father God, and traps for your people, oh, Father God. I ask, oh, Father God, that you would bless us with enlightened and a heightened discernment, oh, Father God, to see behind the veil and through the veil, oh, Father God, because when you died, oh, Father God, you rent the veil, oh, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you for establishing that in your people, in the people's lives this morning, oh, Father God, so that we may see beyond seeing, oh, Father God. We may know beyond knowing, oh, Father God. And ultimately, it is knowing like you know, oh, Father God, because of what Christ, oh, Father God, have done upon Calvary and on the hill of Golgotha, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your precious love that you have set forth for us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the mindset, changing our mindset, oh, Father God, to look within ourselves, oh, Father God, and destroy those things, oh, Father God, when the light of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, have shined those, shine the light upon those dark things within our lives, oh, Father God. We come in agreement, oh, Father God, with your spirit for it to be removed, not questioning it, not asking, but trusting you and what you have shown us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we honor you. We glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we remember, oh, Father God, the things of the past, oh, Father God, of which you have set before us cannot even compare, oh, Father God. So we thank you and we honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your rhema falling down, oh, Father God, to the individual churches, oh, Father God. Prepare their hearts, oh, Father God, to receive the word that you are about to minister through your servants unto them, oh, Father God. Protect their hearts and their mind, oh, Father God. And saying again that it will fall upon good ground, that they will not, oh, Father God, be tossed to and fro with by every wind of doctrine, oh, Father God, but it will resonate within their spirit, oh, Father God, that that word, oh, Father God, that they hear with their ear, that they would receive it, and it would manifest in their lives, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for what you've done. We thank you for the way that you have established things here upon the earth, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for making us ambassadors, oh, Father God, in the spirit, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for your word that tells us that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, oh, Father God, but we're fighting against powers and principalities and high places, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for equipping us, oh, Father God. Oh, yes, Father God, we thank you for equipping us, oh, Father God, so that we, that go into those areas, oh, Father God, we be equipped, oh, Father God, with every warfare weapon that is needed, oh, Father God, that you have given us through wisdom, through knowledge, through understanding, oh, Father God, and mostly your word, oh, Father God, that is written upon the tablets of our heart, oh, Father God, and that you have given us, oh, Father God, and our heart and our mind to be in agreement with what you have spoken unto us, oh, Father God, so that when we speak it here upon the earth plane as being your vessels, oh, Father God, it will be established, oh, Father God, filtered and measured with love, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, because you are the sustainer, oh, Father God, and we rely upon you, oh, Father God. We trust you, Father God, but there's no one like you, oh, Father God. We know no one else, oh, Father God. Even if we try to go back into the world don't want us, oh, Father God, because you have a mandate upon our lives to do the things that you have destined us to do, oh, Father God, and we open our hearts to you and you alone, oh, Father God. We will not follow the voice of a stranger, oh, Father God. Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing up in your people's lives, oh, Father God. Thank you for mental healing, oh, Father God. Thank you for physical healing, oh, Father God. Thank you for balancing us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, in those things, oh, Father God, that may have tilted us, oh, Father God, that made us unbalanced in certain situations and circumstances, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for you sending your warning and ministering angels, oh, Father God, clearing out the path, oh, Father God, that you have set forth before us, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, would not stumble, oh, Father God, or fall in this season, oh, Father God, but we will stand tall and erect, oh, Father God, upon your word, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you have done, and we thank you for what you're going to do up in our lives. And we honor you. Oh, we praise you. We glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents
Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, The Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, The Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WERESTORE, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, The Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m. prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m. monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreu.org or email us at werestoreu@yahoo.com.
South Carolina, get ready.
Get ready to be blessed.
Art Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Live at the Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th, 15th, and 16th. It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long. Get your registration started right away.
Your registration is $60.
That includes brunch, the book signing, and the package.
Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021.
Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC.
$ArkChurchMarionSC.
Go ahead. Register now.
For more information, contact Mildred Swinney at 843-617-4752.
Mildred Swinney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021. Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry. 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina.
Here comes the blessing.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet, all weekend long.
Register today. Don't miss out.
We want to see you May 14th through 16th.
Be there.
May your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your trouble show that you need God. And may your battles in the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your troubles show that you need God. And may
Thank y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole life, yeah.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Top of the day to you. We welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and we welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on today from around the United States and around the world. And certainly, we thank God for all that the Lord is doing on today. We thank God for this broadcast. For those who have been great covenant partners and friends and those who have been faithful to the ministry over the last 10 years, we thank you so much for all that you have done. Your strong support and strength and even partners and partners to the ministry. I tell you, I'm excited about the Lord. Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us today in our local service in the city of Harvey, Illinois at 231 East 146th Street today at 11 a.m. There will be a powerful word from the Lord. Looking forward to you all joining us as we've been transitioning. We're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. And if you're flying in from around the United States to join us, you can fly in. We'd love to see you become part of our worship experience right there at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, where you are the center of our attention. Amen. God bless you on today. All right, people of God, we're getting ready to go into a powerful word from the Lord. Oh, one more announcement. If you are following us also and you're in the Joliet area, you can join us today. We'll be heading down the road to the city of Joliet, Illinois for a church celebration. I think we're having a celebration for one of the leaders there at the church, and we'll be there at 3:30 p.m. today in the city of Joliet, Illinois, 654 Patterson Row, where the senior pastor is my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, who was with me on yesterday on my radio broadcast. We appreciate him joining us and sharing the word of God with the people of God all over. So we bless the Lord. Also, we'll be doing our Facebook Live today as well, right about 11:35. We'll be doing Facebook Live at 11:45, we'll be doing Facebook Live today. So join us in our sanctuary or join us Facebook Live. Look to have you there in our worship experience and in the presence of the Lord. We've been having a phenomenal time. in our sanctuary and with the men and women of God. Every Monday from 10:30 to 2 p.m., there's someone in our office. Every Wednesday from 10:30 to 2 p.m., someone's in the office. So join us throughout the week in any of our worship experience, as well as our Facebook blog talk and our conference line. We really appreciate you all coming together to be with us. And please govern yourself accordingly based upon the other commercials. We'll be in those cities around the United States releasing the word of the Lord God through those worship experiences. Amen. Don't forget Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m., we'll be on WYCA 102.3 FM with yours truly and my administrator, Rick DeBrien. We're talking about divine appointments and divine connection. Look to see you there on Tuesday night, listening in on our radio station. All right, people of God, we have an awesome guest. She's not new to none of us here on the conference land. She's been with us for a while. She's a great intercessor in the midnight hour, so we honor the Lord for her, Pastor Walinda Brown. She and her husband, Pastor Larry Brown, are overseers of a powerful ministry there in the city of Racine, Wisconsin. She'll tell you a little bit more about their ministry. Let's welcome the woman of God who's going to bless us with a word on today. God bless you, Pastor Walinda Brown, on this morning. Bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone that's on the line this morning. We bless God this morning. We thank God for his presence in this line, and we thank God for Prophet LaRon Matthews, the overseer of this line, and we thank God for him being obedient to the will of God for what God has given him to do to bless the people of God on this conference line ministry. We thank the Lord this morning, and we give God the glory. Hallelujah. If you just go with me for a moment in prayer, we thank God for the prayer intercessor, our brother Foster. We thank God for him for praying this morning. Mother Gwen, I thank God for Mother Gwen. Good to hear her voice. I thank God for just blessing and strengthening her, and we give God the glory this morning. Top of the morning to each and every one of you this morning. Also, as Prophet Austin says, to our administrator, Aretha Bryant, who works so faithfully with the Prophet as in the work behind the scenes sometimes. And we just thank God for all that she does, and God is doing some great things in her life, and we give God the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning, and I glorify you, and I magnify you. I release myself unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that it's not about me, but it's all about you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, Lord God, on this line. Open the hearts of your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let them receive whatever you are speaking, Lord, whatever you are saying to them, Lord God. Let them be open to the will of God and the way of God, and let them bring it to their life for manifestation of the glory and the victory of God in their lives, oh God, that you have already set for them. Father, we thank you right now. Now, Father, I release, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever you say, God, in the name of Jesus. I open my mouth for you to speak through it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint my mind, anoint my memory, Lord. Anoint my lips, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, and I thank you for the opportunity, and I thank you for the call, and I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercies new every day. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your word does not return to you empty nor void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it out to do in the place where you sent it. So, Father, I give you glory today. Thank you for the vessels, oh God, that are listening in, Lord God, those that are praying, those that are interceding, those that are the servants of the Lord that are doing the work and the call of God in the name of Jesus, in the will of God. We just want to thank you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. Thank you for healing, deliverance today, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are speaking, hallelujah, through the airways and the live streams and in their pulpits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they would allow you, God, to do a new thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in them, Lord, and let the presence of the Lord take full control, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let souls be saved, Lord God. Let the signs and wonders, oh God, show up in the house of God, in the name of Jesus. Let those that come, Lord, that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness, receive, for you said they shall be filled, Lord God. Let those that are troubled in their hearts and their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, be delivered and set free, God, and not leave the same way they came. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing flow, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Destroy every yoke. Break every fetter, Lord God, every chain and every link that comes to hold your people in bondage. We cast it down and cast it out now in the name of Jesus. Call your people, oh God, to the presence of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to hear the sound, the frequency of what you say, called Shandarabasi. Hallelujah, what you're speaking, what you're saying, oh God, hallelujah, to the church, hallelujah, not to the building, but to the church, the temple of who they are, the temple that you made them, that they are the temple of God, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you right now, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, hallelujah, and we love you, Lord, with all our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and everything that you put in us, Lord, we access it now, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have your way. It's all about you and your word, Lord God, for your people in Jesus' name. Amen. And it is so, and it is so. Hallelujah. We praise God this morning, and we thank God this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning for this time. Hallelujah to come forth in the word, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank God for just the presence of God. I thank God for prayer last night on the 12 midnight hour, and when Prophet asked me to stand in, my heart said, go ahead, hallelujah. I usually like to just take a little bit more time and to seek the Lord to try to get something, the word together so that it'll be right before the Lord and right before the people. But we know that in this time, God, let God do what he has to do in you. It's not about you and what you want to do. It's not about you crossing the I's, the T's, and dotting the I's and the T's, but it's all about the Spirit of God flowing and moving. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you would today, hallelujah, just go with me today to the book of Romans. We're going to the 8th chapter, and we're our key verses. We're going to tune in right there in those places. Let us go to the 31st verse, also the 8th chapter of Romans, and the 31st verse. And I just want to ask you a question to let you know, make a statement basically of our topic. This is what we are working with. This is what we are working with. Sometimes you hear people say, what are you working with? What are you working with? But we're working with the presence of God, the promise of his word, the manifestation of his word, and the victory here and eternally bound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, let me just say that the presence of God, the promises of his word, manifestation of that word, victory here, and eternity bound. We bless the Lord this morning, and this is what the Spirit of the Lord put in my spirit today. And as we go forth, I'm not going to run all over everywhere trying to show you every portion of it, but I'm going to give you the scriptures. We're coming from those places there. One thing we always know, that we always have an adversary that is always coming against us to try to hold us back, to try to delay us. In fact, this adversary wants us to fail. Hallelujah. He wants us to fail, but our God is God. Glory to God. And we have him standing, oh God, for us. He's already done the work. And if we just get in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, take the time to get in the presence of the Lord. Know that he lives within us, and he wants us to come in before him. Hallelujah. Even though he's abiding in us, there are conversations that God wants to have with us, that the Spirit of God is trying to get us to hear and receive. Hallelujah, so that we can receive all that God has, that we realize who we are in him and whose we are. Hallelujah. We need to reiterate, affirm daily who God says we are to ourselves, because Sometimes we're so busy and caught up and we hear so many negative, untrue, false negative narratives that are coming across the land that are putting people into fear and confusion, that they're attacking their minds and their understanding about many things that are causing them to be so confused that they're calling wrong right and right wrong. And because the majority in the world system is adapting to it, we sometimes people get off and they adapt to it because everybody else is doing it. If you had any children, our children say that, can we do this such and such? And everybody else's mother let them do it. Everybody else's father let them do it. But you don't live at their house. You live at this house. And these are the things that are the rules that this house, this is what's going to bless your life. You are the arrows that God put in our hands to direct you into the place where you're supposed to go. And so they don't always understand it. Sometimes they rebel, just like sometimes we rebel. But thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercies that are new every day. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that covered us in the past when we weren't even there. He covered us, hallelujah, while we were yet in our sins, hallelujah. We weren't even there, but he covered us. Even for our present where we are right now, he covered us. Even for our future to come, he covered us, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for the covering. Thank the Lord for being Jehovah Nisi over us, a banner of love for us and over us. We bless the Lord, the agape love, not the love that if you do what I say, hallelujah, then I will do what I want to do for you, but the unconditional love. Even when we're not in place, even we're not in alignment, he yet loved us. Hallelujah, and he yet does love us. Hallelujah. He made a covenant with his people. You will be my people, and I will be your God. That will not be broken. You might walk away from it, but God still holds to his word. His word will not return to him empty nor void, but it will accomplish that what he said. Hallelujah. He's able to finish what he began in you. And if you walk away from you, he's able to bring you back. It's not a forced thing because it's a love relationship he wants with you. He wants you to come in alignment with the love that he has for you. He wants to meet you right where you are so that he can show you that love, so that love can pull you in and grasp you, and so that you can embrace what God has for you and who you are, so that you can turn from the place where the enemy is trying to lead you in false illusions, delusions, seduce you down a road of destruction and death. And that's what he wants to do, because that's what happened to him. He got lifted up in himself, and he had a place in the kingdom. He had a place in the heavenlies. He was over the choir. He had influence in the heavenlies. He was beautiful. God made him a beautiful vessel, but he got lifted up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And because he got lifted up and thought he'd be like God and make his own kingdom. Hallelujah. And remember, he was created by God. He wasn't even he was a created being, and he thought he'd be lifted up. So God is calling for us, oh God, to stand humble before him and seek his face and love him, get in his presence and hear what God is saying, especially in this time. Time is going on and it's winding up. The age is changing right now. Hallelujah. And we have to keep up with what God is doing. We have to have the hearing of the frequency of the sound of God. And every day, if we're not sure, we need to get in the presence of God. He tells us that men should always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. This is not fainting time. This is not for falling on the wayside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this is a time to keep moving, to keep pressing, and no matter what's coming against you, to keep going. Hallelujah. Let me get this word right now, hallelujah, before I go too far. In the 8th chapter of Romans and the 31st verse, it says, it's talking about God's everlasting love. Everlasting means forever. God will continue always to love us, even until the end of time. Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. No matter what you're going through, God loves you. No matter what state you're in right now, God loves you. He may not love your sin, but he loves you. And this is why he keeps trying to dung around you. He already preordained or predestined you, and he's already marked you up for who you are and who you're to be and where he wants to take you, your destiny, every place he wants to use you. you in. He's already done that from the very beginning. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. He conformed us and to the image of his son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so God knows all about us. He walked out our life from the ending back to the beginning, put us in our mother's womb. He knew everything we were going to go through. He made every provision for us to come out. Every fall, he was going to lift us up. Though a man's righteous man falls seven times, he can get back up. That doesn't give us a license to keep falling and falling and falling, but he wants us to mature in him. He wants us to get up. He wants us to keep moving. He don't want us to throw in a towel. He doesn't want us to give up. He wants us to keep on loving him, keep on moving. He wants us to just call upon his name. He's our very present help in the time of trouble. We're supposed to be looking to him. Last year, many people were looking to man. They were looking to the president. They were getting angry when he didn't fulfill. They were looking to movements and different things in that time. They were listening to false narratives of all the sickness and the viruses that was going on. They were listening to too many things, and it was clouding up that frequency where God was trying to speak into us. When he really pulled us to that place where we could get in the place of where he was, hallelujah, and get in the presence of him, glory to God, so that we can continue to walk upright before him, continue to move closer to him, continue to hear the shifting, feel the shifting, and know the shifting that he was doing at that time. All the things that he did in 2020, those things he began to show us where we were at, and began to show the body of believers, the church, where he wanted us to be. There was too many things that had taken away the identity of who Christ was and who the church was supposed to be. And people were falling by the wayside. People were getting destroyed in their minds, in their spirit, because they no longer accepted and believed in the church, because they saw too many things that were not of God. But listen, God says, I have an everlasting love for you. And he kept dunging around us. He keeps on dunging around us. He didn't curse us like when he saw the fig tree and there was no fruit on that tree, and he wanted some fruit from that tree, and he cursed that tree. And when they left and came back later, they found that tree was totally destroyed, totally withered away. And they were surprised at it. But we thank God for his long suffering. We thank God for his patience with us. We thank God for his love everlasting for us. Verse 21 says, 31 says, what then shall we say to these things? Hallelujah. What things is he talking about? Those things, if we back up, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the 26th chapter, the 26th verse of that same chapter, the 26th verse of that same chapter, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray or how, for what we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's Christ. He makes intercession for us. He stands before the Father making the intercession for us. Hallelujah. For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God has a purpose for us. He has called us to his purpose. And no matter what we're going through, it's going to work for our good. Because why? We love the Lord. He wants us to love him. Hallelujah. The love that he has unconditionally, we don't have to love God unconditionally, because there's nothing in God but righteousness, holiness, and the fullness of his Spirit. Hallelujah. And he's so divine and so holy that there's nothing negative, nothing sinful, nothing in him that we have to love him in that manner, that in spite of him. He's great. He spoke us into existence. Hallelujah. He spoke everything into existence. He made man from the dust of the earth, took woman and put him to sleep, and took woman and took his rib from his side and made her. Hallelujah. And put seed in them, Lord God. Hallelujah. And now he doesn't have to go back to the dirt, though when we leave this earth, we're going back to the dust for which we were originally created. But well, he put seed in them to bring forth more seed, hallelujah, more fruit, hallelujah, more people, hallelujah, more kingdom citizens, hallelujah, through his word are being born and birthed out, glory to God, hallelujah. We thank the Lord this morning because he says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God makes a way. Paul is teaching. Paul was a powerful teacher. Hallelujah. He was called to the Gentiles. Paul was of the Pharisees, and he once was a persecutor of the saints, but God met him on the Damascus Road. He put his presence through Jesus Christ in before him, right before him, and brought conviction and blinded him, hallelujah, so he can open his eyes so he can see, hallelujah, the truth and who Christ is. And then he gave him a commission and an assignment to go forth, and he taught him, hallelujah. He stayed in that place, and his eyes were opened immediately by the servant of God that he sent to open Paul's eyes. Hallelujah. And then Paul stayed there, and the Spirit of the Lord, Christ himself, taught him, hallelujah, the things that he needed to do and gave him his assignment way before he presented himself to the other apostles and disciples. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All they knew that he was a persecutor of the saints, and he allowed people to be persecuted and killed, and they were yet afraid for him. But just when God saved him and presented himself, he made the way so that they could see the change in his life. He opened the way so that they could see that you could trust what I'm doing in him. And Paul went forth, and he did not compromise. He would even come up against them when they were out of order. Hallelujah. He came up against Peter. Peter was the one that was supposed to have been the head apostle at that time. But he let Peter know when he was eating with the other Jews, and before he was with everybody, but when the Jews came, he changed. He was changed his diet. You know, there was like a two-way, a hypocrisy there, and Paul called him on it. But we're going to move on. But see, God, that's what he does. He's faithful and he's just. He justifies us, hallelujah, through his blood, through salvation he bought for us through his own arms, his righteousness. Hallelujah. We were not where we're supposed to be, but because he stood in and he went into that court, it was a court session, hallelujah, and he said, listen, I'll take it, I'll do it, hallelujah, I'll take the crime, hallelujah, I'll take the things that they've done and to restore them, to keep them. And so because of what he did on the cross, he reconciled us back to the Father, and we bless God for it. That's love, hallelujah. We were out of order. We were out of place while we were drowning in our polluted blood. Hallelujah. Our own polluted blood. He had to purify the blood. Hallelujah. This blood was already purified. And so we had to change the bloodline, the vein that we were coming out of. Glory to God. And he opened that vein of his, Lord God. Hallelujah. The blood came flowing into us of him, changed our hearts, changed our mind, changed our character, made us in the image of who he is. Okay, now we're going to our verse. Hallelujah. At 31, he says, what then shall we say to these things? Those are the things he's talking about. If God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. If God is for you, who can be against you? Oh, I cannot do this because Sister so-and-so, Brother John, they blocked me. They stopped me. God is not offering and allowing us and no longer winking at us for those excuses we're making. We have to go forward. We have to know who we are to know that we're capable of going forward. We don't have to worry about who's against us because God is greater, mightier. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty One, greater than anyone, greater than anything that tries to stop us. Hallelujah. Who can be against us? You can try to stand. You're not standing against me individually, but if I'm in Christ and he's in me and he's fighting this battle, hallelujah, you're fighting against him, and that battle is a lost battle. against God. He did, and it goes on to say, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Listen, God loved us so much, he released his only begotten son. He allowed his son to go to the cross. He gave him for us. We were lost. We were separated from God from back in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve disobeyed and rebelled against God's word. And it caused us to be in a place where death would have the victory. The grave would have the victory. But God said he loved us and he sent the second Adam, Jesus Christ. And Jesus set us free from those things. He said he did not spare his own son. He could have kept his son to himself, but he released his own son, and he delivered him up for us all, not for just some of us, but all of us, not just for a certain ethnic group, for all of us, not for the poor, hallelujah, but for all of us, not just because you have money and you have prestige and because you have education, but for all of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and he sent his son, hallelujah, and God, hallelujah, sent his only begotten son and delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God wants to give us all things. All what things? He wants us to even have the material things, which people try to run for and use God as somewhat as a genie in the bottle or some kind of Santa Claus or some gift giver. Listen, God wants you to have the eternal things, those things that will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Those things that will accommodate the kingdom of God. Those things that will reach out to the kingdom people. Those things in you that he put in you for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, will freely give us all things. And he even tells us in Matthew 6 and 33 that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all the other things will be added to us. What other things? Those things that we desire, because God is putting a new desire in us. God is putting a new mindset in us. So those things right now, we think we want all of those material things. God will put a priority in our lives and in our heart, what we really want and what we really need. He'll bless us with those things, just even as Solomon was king, and he went to the father. He said, these people are too great. He prayed. He said, I'm incapable, and these people are too great, too vast for me to lead by myself. I need the wisdom of God. He didn't go and say, listen, now that I'm king, I need this, I need that. You know, I know I'm king, but I need more. I need more money. I need more wood. I need more this, more that. He didn't go with that attitude, but he went to God, hallelujah, and told him what he needed. He needed God's wisdom. I can do nothing without you. I can't fight this battle to hold your people together, to lead them. I can't build no temple, oh God, for your presence, hallelujah. I can't continue to work, hallelujah, the things that my father said without you, God. I need the wisdom. I need the understanding. I need you, God. And because he did that, God was pleased with him at that time. He was pleased with him, and he gave him all that he asked for, and he added so much more with it. He was an awesome, rich king at that time. Hallelujah. But we're not going to get where he went to, because we all have been flawed, as prophet said. There's flaws in all of us, and there's things that we have gotten off on, but God is letting us know that I'm with you. You're working in, if you stay in the presence of me, if you take hold of my promises, of my word, the manifestation of what I said is definitely coming to pass, because I will not say something that I cannot fulfill, and I can fulfill all things, and I'm not going to say something that I won't fulfill. I'm not a liar, hallelujah. I'm not a man that will lie. I don't have that sinful nature in me. I'm the one that had the divine nature. I was born of a woman, but I was born and put in my mother's womb of a divine spirit, of the spirit of God. And so whatever I say, my word is not going to be broken down. It's not going to fall to the ground. It's going to come to pass. And if you believe it and have the faith that I put in you and allow that faith to grow, hallelujah, that thing is going to manifest. Glory to God. And he goes on to say, hallelujah, who shall bring charge against God's elect? If God who justifies, who is he that condemns? If God who died, if Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, and also who also makes intercession for us. The Father, Christ is on the right hand of God, and he also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? It is written, you, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. All right, let me just stop right there. Listen, he's letting us know, no matter what we're up against. You know, today we're up against a lot of things. You hear people talking about, oh, I'm going through my trials and tribulations. You're going through some things. You're going to go through. Nobody is pushing you and threatening you yet, not saying it's not going to come. There are people in countries right now, I believe it is in China. They want to read the word. They're trying to establish churches, and they have to sneak around. They have to have hidden Bibles, and people have to send them phone. We got all these liberties to carry the biggest Bible, a coffee table Bible, to preach the gospel in the house of God. Nobody's persecuting us to the bringing tribulation of trying to kill us yet. Hallelujah. But right now, we have to go through what we go through for the glory of God. So he's saying, these tribulations that they were going through at that time, nothing is supposed to separate us from the presence of God. Nothing is supposed to separate us from the word of God. Nothing is supposed to separate us from the call of God. Nothing is supposed to separate us, because nothing is greater than God. Nothing is greater than God. Whatever you're going through, God is greater. He's more powerful. He's more stronger. He already knew what you're going through, because he said, I foreknew you. And he already has a plan to bring you through it. So if we can keep that in our hearts, keep that in our memory, hallelujah, and embed that in our heart, so that when we're going through things, we don't get in a self-pity. We don't shut down. We don't close out. Hallelujah. We don't wait on things to take us to that place of, oh, woe is me. But we keep on moving. We keep on moving forward. We keep on walking in the Lord. We're not stopped. Hallelujah. We're not stopped by what God has set for us to go through. We know that he's with us, and his love is going to carry us through. Glory to God. He who is, and then he goes on to tell us, if he already justified us, who can condemn us? Listen, glory to God. No matter what we used to be, no matter where we were, we're no longer there anymore. Glory to God. When you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, we are no longer there anymore. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. He said that we said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mindset is no longer the world system thinking of how you used to think. So why listen to the narratives and gravitate to the things of this world system? You are in this world, but you're not of this world. You got to remember that you're kingdom citizens. You are a spirit being that is walking in this earth, housed in the body of a flesh, but we don't walk after this flesh. We walk after the spirit. We have forgotten who God made us to be. This is why we have come down and put ourselves on the earth realm level, when he's telling us to rise up, to get into the heavenly, in the spiritual realm, take our authorities, take our place, hallelujah, know who we are. Even though we're on this earth and we go through things, hallelujah, I go through things, I've been through things, going through them now, hallelujah, and I'm not feeling sorry. I have to face one thing that's the hardest thing for us to do, is to face ourselves, hallelujah. We want to somebody to soothe us and say all is well, or you know, making justifications for us or why something happened or why you stopped doing something, when the truth of the matter is you forgot who you were. You forgot the authority God made you to be in the earth realm. You forgot that you was a kingdom citizen. You forgot that God abides in you and you're supposed to abide in him. You forgot that Jesus is making intercession for you daily. Hallelujah. You forgot that he said all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord. You're in love with God. You're speaking it every day. You're living in life. Hallelujah. But you forgot something. The enemy came in and robbed you of your place. So God is trying to get you back in the place. So he put us in that place, allowed us to go into that place when all the world was speaking, all this confusion and negativity. Listen, last year, he said, come on in this house. Come into the presence of me. Some did, some didn't. Hallelujah. They were in the house, but they forgot the presence of God. So God said he was doing what he was doing. He was allowing what was going on in the earth realm so it would push us closer to him. Hallelujah. You had to be connected, hallelujah, to the body of believers, even though you were quarantined, so to speak, in your own place. But you weren't quarantined from God. You weren't quarantined from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, because he was supposed to be abiding in you and you abiding in him. Hallelujah. He was supposed to be in your household. Hallelujah, wherever you were. David said, hallelujah, if I make my bed in hell, he was there. Hallelujah, if I ascend to the heavens, he's there. Wherever I'm at, the Lord will meet me right there so that he can change the things that need to be changed if I desire him to have his way and truly be Lord of my life. Glory to God. Give God praise right there because God loves you. Hallelujah. He sent Jesus and Jesus gave his life. He laid it down. But guess what? He didn't stay there in that tomb. That's why it was a borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. It wasn't no Easter celebration. That was a pagan holiday that the Romans celebrated at the time they crucified Jesus. Then the world system adapted Easter and started celebrating the deity of that fertility god, which was the paganism, which had nothing to do with Christ, and they're still doing it today. The Bible said, train your children up in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. And yet, we're training our kids up in paganism and allowing it, and then we wonder when they grow up what's going on with them, because you have sent mixed signals to them. You didn't train them. You didn't show them the way. You didn't give them the word of God and keep the word of God. You didn't live all that you should have lived. And even when we were in the world and caused our children not to believe, we know how now to shut those doors in the realm of the spirit. Go in the realm of the spirit. We repent to God and we know how to go in the realm of the spirit and begin to shut those doors and snatch our children out. Because why? God is in us and he's working for us, and we have the authority of God to speak his word and decree and declare that our household shall be saved, our children shall be delivered, and take it back from the enemy. The enemy can only do so much as God allows him. He's on a leash, people. Hallelujah. He's on a leash. He's roaring like a lion, but he's on a leash, oh God. The true lion of Judah, hallelujah, is roaring and taking and shaking, hallelujah, and causing things to change. But the enemy, he's like my old church mother used to say, he's a bare mouth, toothless cat. Hallelujah. Glory to God, wonderful Savior. The word of God didn't say that. It says that he is a liar and the father of lies. He's a deceiver. Hallelujah. And that's what he's doing in the earth realm today. Glory to God. It said, who shall separate us? Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Are you going to let these things separate you from God? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Are any of those things greater than God? Are any of those things greater than the love, the everlasting love of God? God is for us. And since God is for us, he's going to work in our behalf. He's already done the work. He's already conquered the enemy. He's already won the battle. All you have to do is fight the fight of faith. If you can believe it, if you can receive God's word, if you can walk by God's word, you already have the victory, for he has already overcome the world, even this by his faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord this morning. I'm just about finished. Glory to God. And it says, and as it is written, for your sake you are killed all day long. You're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Hallelujah. See, some people, their lives as Christians, they're going through, hallelujah, and even here in this country, we're going through. Sometimes there are persecutions that come against the people that believe. Somebody is always trying to say we're fanatical. Somebody is always coming against the institution word, of the institutional life. Well, I won't say institutional life, but the solid word of God that he has spoken, the commandments he has spoken, and because the majority wants to go on the opposite side, and when we stand for truth and don't compromise, then they want to come against us, that we're being heretics, that we're being haters, that we don't really want to have inclusion and all that. Listen, the inclusion we want is the word of God, the presence of God. We want the believers of God, and those that have chosen to walk against the will and the purpose of God, we want to pray them into the kingdom. We want to pray for their mind. But if they refuse and rebel, the Bible tells us, and hallelujah, I believe it is in Isaiah, says they shall be devoured by the sword. That's the choice they made. The Lord said, I set before you life and death. He preordained you, predestined you to come into this place. He already marked you off. He already knew the ones that was going to say yes and say yes and say yes. Hallelujah. He already knew that. Glory to God. And so he is not, hallelujah, he's not turning away from his word. He's allowing that word to come to pass, and he's going to work that word on in you. Hallelujah. He's going to finish the work that he began in you. Glory to God. And he's going to let you, he's letting you know you don't have to worry about these things coming against you to separate you. Don't move away from me. Move into me. Move closer to me. And that's what it was. Hallelujah. The airborne sickness and viruses and death flowing all around us, and people are trusting in the word of the of this world system and Dr. Fauci and all the rest of them that were speaking and sending mixed messages. Today it went up and up and up, and people were going into fear. People, even though we were told by our government we're not supposed to congregate, well, churches were shut down, but guess what? You weren't supposed to be shut down, church. I'm not talking about the building, but you are the church of Christ. Hallelujah. You are the true church. You weren't supposed to shut down in a matter that, hallelujah, that you did not have fellowship, that you had to put a mask where you couldn't talk to God. Hallelujah. That you couldn't embrace God. Hallelujah. They were telling us not to embrace us naturally. So each person, hallelujah, when God told us that we're supposed to greet each other, hallelujah, with a holy kiss. But at this time, because of what's going on in the earth realm, we still had to embrace God. Hallelujah. We had to embrace his word. Hallelujah. We had to come into the presence of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We had to believe his word. Hallelujah. Stand on his promise that nothing shall come nigh our dwelling. Hallelujah. No matter what they said about the virus and how many thousands of people are dying every day in the country and all over the world, they set a narrative that put fear in people, that some people not even going to go back to church, not because the church is not open, because they're still fearful. Hallelujah. But that is your choice. Hallelujah. But one thing I know, the church that God made you, you better keep that open. Hallelujah. You better not faint along the wayside. You better stand in your word. Hallelujah. What God says, what and who can separate you from the love of Christ? Is there anything in your life that is trying to separate you, that you're allowing to separate it? Shall tribulation or distress it? Those things that are coming against your mind, those things trying to back you up in the corner, those things trying to bring oppression and depression, a persecution of somebody saying something about you, talking about you, now that you haven't been in the live stream like some other ones. Oh, you done gave up. You not there. Listen, God have some people in the wait. Hallelujah. Got them in the cut for the wait. Hallelujah. For he to bring them forth. And when they come forth, they will have the frequency of God. They will cause things to change. They're not doing the same thing. They're still not standing in the church doing the same thing they did in 2020, 2019. They're not still doing the same thing the same way. But they're seeking God. For what saith the Lord? What new thing do you want to do, God, in the name of Jesus? He's not changing his word. He's same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. But he is changing what he wants to change in the house of God. He's changing hearts and minds of people. He's changing the people to kingdom. Hallelujah. And not to religion, not to denomination, not to forms, not to titles and all of those things. He just wants you to be the vessel that he preordained you to be, predestined you to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Famine and those things such as famine and nakedness or peril or sword, all of those things that will come against us. What are we going to, how are we going to make it? What are we going to do? Oh, the foods, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The trucks can't get through. The food is tainted. You always hear some of those kind of things. Fear is pushing those people. Oh, we got to move away from there. We got to find our own solution. That's what he's saying. What's going to separate you? You're moving to your own direction. You're moving away from God. You should be standing with God, standing in the presence of God, embracing God, embracing his word. His promises are yea and amen. They are assured. You don't ever have to worry about God's promises being broken. He said, I will supply your every need according to my riches and glory. I created all things. I own the cattle on a thousand hills. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything in the earth belongs to God. The silver and the gold belongs to God. Why would you move from that which is so permanently, hallelujah, creator of all things, hallelujah, one that always provided? You cannot put in any place and write it down that he failed you. You failed him, but he didn't fail you. He was always there to forgive you, to pick you up, to wash you, to take you out of that place where the enemy seduced you into, and to forgive you and keep on washing you and being long-suffering. But remember, he said that we had to grow up and mature in him, hallelujah, that his spirit wasn't always going to strive with man. Hallelujah. There will come a day that he said that he will mock you. You will call upon him and he will mock you. We never want God to get to that place. And none of us can say when God's going to get to that place. Hallelujah. And if he puts you in judgment, you pray that you can come out of judgment. But the thing I say to you, don't let anything take you into judgment. Don't let rebellion take you into judgment. Don't let your own mindset, your own will, your own thoughts move away from God and get into that place as a believer, hallelujah, that you were supposed to be, and move away from God, that God had to judge you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We saw that in the word of God. Hallelujah. Saul, who he was. He was not really God's chosen king. He was the king himself to the people. But they wanted to be like everybody else. Listen, you can't be like everybody else. He already preordained you, marked you off, put a mark on you, sealed you with his spirit, washed you in his blood, hallelujah, making intercession for you all the day long, hallelujah, before the Lord, gave you his everlasting love, put a covenant ring on your finger. You belong to him. Don't move from God. Stand in the place where God wants you. And he said, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that who loved us. We are, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing. Hallelujah. Nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Listen, hallelujah. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know the presence of God and the value of what God did, giving you his son and his son giving his life. Listen, there is a demon spirit in the earth realm today, and nobody has to act like they can't see it. You see the murderers, the hatred, the racism, all of these things. It's like the enemy has ripped the scab off. There's no hidden thing. It's all transparent. Hallelujah. And people are running to and gravitating to the things of out of fear that are of the enemy. But listen, God is telling his believers that these principalities of this life, hallelujah, glory to God, those powers of this earth, no things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth or nor any other created thing, hallelujah, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Why? Because that's a promise of God's word. And he told us with that promise, he spoke it so we don't have to worry about it being broken on his behalf. All you got to do is move in the presence of God and hold by your faith to the promise of his word, and watch that word work. Let that word work in you, and Lord, watch that work manifest in you, the manifest. manifestation of that word, the manifestation of the promises will happen. And because the Lord has already crushed the enemy's head, the Jesus crushed his head when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed three times, if it's possible, Father, let this cup pass. Hallelujah. He went back again. He said, if there's any way possible that I don't have to face this, let this cup pass. All that he was, all that he is, he knew that because he loved the Father out of his obedience, he surrendered all. He said, but nevertheless, not my will. That's what I wanted. That's what I thought. I pray. But listen, nevertheless, hallelujah, not my will, but your will be done. Listen, God wants a nevertheless out of us. He wants us to put on the whole armor of God. He wants us to fight this battle, hallelujah, glory to God, the battle of faith, not the battle of fighting the enemy. Hallelujah. We go into spiritual warfare in the presence of the Lord in prayer, and we pull down and we operate according to the authority of the Spirit of God in us, and God in us will take that authority away from the enemy because our hearts are surrendered to him. We're embracing his word, and because he watches over his word, when we pray that word, he hastily performs that word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Listen, we're supposed to be strong. And when we're weak, we're supposed to go to God. He will be our strength. And the word of God tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when we're defeated, when we're pressed down, when we're oppressed and depressed, and we allow the enemy to take us there, then we will not have the strength of God to do and to pull up in our faith to go forward in the things of God. But listen, God has made a way. He has done all that he said he wants to do in us, and he has given us his word, and he's made the provision for us. And if he said it, shall he not perform what he said? He also told us no matter what weapons formed against us in Isaiah 54 and 17, hallelujah, he said that weapon is going to be formed. He didn't say no weapons are going to form against you. Hallelujah. When you get saved and they're all things hunky and dory and no more problems, that's a lie. And I know somebody said that to me when I got saved, but it wasn't because they were trying to deceive me. But in that time, hallelujah, many people didn't have the wisdom and understanding, but yet they were operating in a place that they thought they knew, hallelujah, when they knew themselves that they were going through things, but they didn't understand how to rightly divide God's word. They wonder, okay, God, if everything's supposed to be okay and everything's supposed to be changed, but I just got to trust you. I won't question you. But listen, God is making it apparent and transparent to us today that we're going to go through something, that these things that we're going through, that it's a suffering way. And if you were to reign, you're going to have to suffer something. I thank God for the song that came on in the beginning. It talked about your struggle, your trouble, and the battle. But your whole life is going to prove, glory to God, that God is good. And I was blessed because it says that God is near in your struggle. And what the word was saying today, what are we working with? What are you truly working with? Are you working with God's word and spirit of God in you? Are you working through prayer and fasting and dying to your flesh daily? Or what are you working with? Are you coming into the presence of God? Glory to God. Even when God gave accountability, when he was talking about it in Job, hallelujah, let me hurry up, when he was talking about in the book of Job, and he was talking, he switched from the earth realm of all what Job, who Job was, into the heavenly realm, and the sons of God, the created beings of God, the angels of the Lord, had to give an accountability of the things in the ministry of what God had given them to do, and who came along with them. Satan, because one time, at once in his life, he was among them, but he was walking among them. He came among them, and the Lord questioned him, Satan, where have you been? Where are you coming from? Hallelujah. Let me say to this today, where are you coming from today? Are you coming from the presence of God, the word of God, the promise of God, the manifestation of it happening in your life? Hallelujah. Are you just saying the promises are there and you're not even expecting manifestation? Listen, if God said it, I'm expecting it. Because why? He's God and he will not lie. And if he said I can have it, if he said I can do it, then I'm looking for it to happen. And I don't blame, and I'm not going to say, listen, God, it didn't happen for me because you Hallelujah. Like Adam said, this woman you gave me, I wouldn't have ate of it if this woman hadn't given it to me. Place and blame. You can't blame God for anything. That's your choices. If you get worn out, if you get caught up in your flesh, get caught up in your emotions, if you throw in the towel, if you take a break, if you feel like everybody's against you, if you feel like the money's not there, listen, God said, I will supply your every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Keep it moving. Hallelujah. Stand on the promises of God. Let it manifest. Watch God work. How are you going to know it's God? Hallelujah. Paul said, I got faith, but I'm going to show you my faith by my works. Hallelujah. How are you going to know you have faith unless that faith is tried, unless the works that you do that are done in faith are manifested and you will go forth in them? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so then because of that, because you believe it, because you received it, because you let it manifest, the victory is there. You have the word of God to bring you into victory. Jesus already won it. You already have it. All you have to do is access the victory. You have to speak it in your atmosphere. You have to believe it in your heart. You have to see yourself victorious. And not only what is for the eternal to come, but right here on earth, no matter what you're going through, don't let nothing separate you from God. What are you working with today? What are you standing? Where are you standing today? What struggle is trying to separate you? What trouble in your life is trying to shut you down? What battle has got your mouth closed? And the mask that we are covering our mouth from germs, hallelujah, but the devil has told you, you can't speak, you can't talk. What spirit of drawback spirit do you have in your life that you refuse to move forward because you think what people are saying, hallelujah, is going to affect you? Hallelujah. People have no heaven nor hell to put you in. All of us have some flaws as prophet teachers. Hallelujah. We all are not perfect. Hallelujah. But one thing we do, we have the Spirit of God. We have the living God in us. We have the Word of God, which is perfected. Hallelujah. And perfect. And it will perfect in us that which you want us to do. I bless the Lord this morning, and I thank God for this opportunity, and I pray that this word went out and caused a change and a stirring in your spirit and caused you to be risen up to do even greater things. Hallelujah, to pray, hallelujah, consistently, to not faint along the wayside. For those that are weak, to know that God is your strength, that he said that you are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're more than conquerors. Glory to God. You don't have to fail. You are not defeated. You don't have to fall to the wayside and die. Hallelujah. But you can live and live and live. Hallelujah. On this side, and then when the Lord calls you home, you continue to live on for everlasting. Glory to God. I bless the Lord this morning. God bless you, people of God, and may the Lord continue to seal this word in your heart and in your spirit. I was blessed myself today, and I thank God. God bless you, prophet, and we give it back to our administrator for however the leading of this line is. Glory to God. Glory to God. If anyone has any questions or any comments, we will take those also. Simply star one, your, just not star, but just press one on your phone, and they will bring you through on the line. God bless you. Hallelujah. Administrator Bryant.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Brown. God bless everyone that's listening on the line at this time. We welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room. We welcome the military bases that's listening in Afghanistan. And we also welcome the people that are listening in from Korea this morning. We thank you for that powerful word. And this morning, if you have any questions or any statements that you would like to make, if you just hit one on your dial, we'd be more than happy to bring you in this morning. Amen. Dr. Matthews, are you still on, sir?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. A little bit on mute there. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Well, we bless the Lord. What a word. What a word from the woman of God on today. Hallelujah. that the Lamb of God, I tell you, that's what I'm talking about, taking it to the next dimension in the kingdom of God and blessing us on today. And we honor the Lord for Pastor Walinda Brown, Kingdom Dominion Outreach Ministry there in the city of Racine, Wisconsin, and blessing the Lord for her husband, Pastor Larry Brown. Bless the Lord for him as well. What a mighty word from the Lord, Pastor Brown. We thank God for you on today. Thank you for blessing us. Almost felt like jumping in, tag team, preaching with you. It was such a powerful word on today. But we give God praise, glory, and honor for the mighty woman of God on today and honor her for ministering a word from the Lord to us, in us, and through us on today. If anyone have a question or comment for the woman of God, you can hit one on your dial. If you have a question or comment for the woman of God, you can hit one on your dial on today. Once again, we bless you, woman of God, for your obedience to share this mighty word of God. I'm telling you, the people of God have to understand where we at, the kingdom of God, the platforms, the stages, the arena, right now in the kingdom. Well, let's put it like that, the platform, the arena, and the stages are so full of confusion. People don't know what to do, which direction to go in. But how many know that the word of God goes forth out of our mouth, in the Lord's mouth, and it won't return void? It's going to accomplish that which is pleased. It's going to prosper in the thing thereto it has been said. So we blessing the Lord for you, woman of God, and honor you on today for blessing us. Once again, if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us today in our sanctuary, 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 10 o'clock in the Pacific, and 9 in the West Coast. We're looking forward to a powerful time today in the city of Harvey, Illinois. You can join us Facebook Live approximately 11:45. We'll be going Facebook Live about 11:45. So join us in our sanctuary where it will be a power-packed word from the Lord. Woman of God, bless you on today. Administrator Brian, any announcements over there, woman of God? We thank God for Administrator Rita Bryant and the loss of their family member, their mother, granny, I call granny. I got a little quote for granny there. Beautiful woman of God, 89 years. I was just she was a dear friend of mine. That's when you got a friend. I was a son, friend, and everything to granny over there. We bless the Lord. Come on in, Administrator Brian.
God bless you, Pastor Matthew. Thank you so much. We appreciate all the prayers. As my brother's mother-in-law and granny was a part of Lamar Matthews Ministry here in the state of Alabama. And we actually keep, if you will, keep the Bryant, Motley Brown family in your prayers as they prepare to lay her to rest on Tuesday. Keep in mind that we've adopted the third Sunday, and every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, please feel free to visit the ministry website at WeRestore.org, or you can cash up at money sign or FPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com. We're in the planning phase for the Lifeline Prophetic Conference. More information will be forthcoming on that as well. We'll try to get that out this week. We're in the planning phase for the Lifeline Prophetic Conference, which is going to be June the 25th, 6th, and the 7th. In the great city of Harvey, Illinois, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. More information will be forthcoming on that this week. August, Dr. Matthews is on his way back to New Jersey. More information with the location and the date and time will be coming on that as well. If you desire to know more about the ministry, please feel free to give us a call. Dr. Lauren Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor. You can call us at 877-912-2027. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Again, thank you so much for supporting us on Sunday morning for the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord truly it comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. Lauren Matthews. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless everybody. It's back in your hand, Pastor Walinda Brown. We thank God for her blessing us on today. You can join Pastor Walinda Brown. She's on every second, right, Pastor Brown? Every second.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Pastor Brown.
Second Tuesday and any
fifth Mondays or Tuesdays.
Yes, yes. Any fifth day of the week that it falls on, she will be ministering the word first, second Monday and Tuesday. So, people of God, bless you. Bless the woman of God. Thank God for backing your hand, Pastor Brown. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Prophet, and thank you for the opportunity this morning to bring the word. And I just bless God today for...
Oh, real quickly, Pastor Brown, I'm sorry. if you're in any of the cities around the United States where our kingdom leaders are ministering the word of God, please join them in that sanctuary. If you're in South Carolina, please join Pastor Gaining, Sandra Gaining, at her facility, Our Family Fellowship, there in South Carolina, the city of Marion, South Carolina. In the worship experience. If you're in Hampton, Virginia, Newport News area, join Pastor Maurice and Prophetess Eugenia, Center of Restoration Truth Ministry. If you are in the city of South Bend, Indiana, join the Apostolic House of Deliverance with the overseers, Apostle Russell Sheffield, and Pastor Carter there. Join them in their sanctuary. If you are in the city of Toledo, Ohio, join Mother Ellen Allen and their presbytery team under the guidance and the leadership of Pastor Dupree. We bless the Lord for them there. 801 Van Street in the city of Toledo, Ohio. The late Bishop Lance Allen was overseer there. If you're in any of those other cities around the United States, in Fort Worth, Texas, join our friend and our great brother, Pastor Marcus Harry. The man of God is using them mightily there at Fresh Oil Worship Center. He's a great friend of ours locally and globally around the world, ministering God's word, whether through social media or through their local church and facility. And also, join us anytime. If you're in the Chicagoland area, reach out to us at our ministry or call our local office, 708-825-1988. We'd love to see you in our worship experience. Greet you, put a face with a voice, and a voice with a face. Bless you on today. Back in your head, Pastor Brown.
God bless you, Prophet. We bless God for you this morning. And our administrator, Risa Bryant, we thank God for all of the people of God that were on this line this morning. Thank you for our intercessor, Minister Foster, and our mother, Gwen. We thank God for your intercessory this morning. For all of you that were praying as the word of God went forth, we thank God for the presence of the Lord God on this line. And just remember to ask yourself daily to affirm who God said that you are. Know that God said that he's with you always. And no matter what you're going through, don't give in to that. Don't set up a pity party. But to rest in the word of God and be in the presence of God, in the promises of his word. Watch the manifestation of the word. Expect the manifestation. Some people are just praying but not expecting. But expect it, hallelujah, and watch God bring it to pass. And you walk in that victory of what he said and who you are. And know that his love cannot be separated from you. He would not allow his love to be separated, and don't you separate from his love. And if he's in you and you're in him, that will not happen. Glory to God. But keep moving forward. Keep looking up. Keep seeking the Lord and go in the presence of the Lord today. When you go into the house of God, if you're going into the house of the Lord, remember, you don't have to get there and wait till he shows up. You were supposed to bring him with you. He was supposed to be in you. You were supposed to come with the presence of the Lord in you, with the praises of God in you, with the expectation of receiving that word, what is going forth. You were supposed to be praying for that leader that is going to bring the word all through the night and wherever God is leading you to, as he brings the word or she brings the word. And you're supposed to receive what that says, what thus saith the Lord. And if it's not of God, you push those things aside and you pray for that person. But if God is leading you to a place, we know and believe that God has you in the right place at the right time, and that you have a purpose and a plan. He has a purpose and a plan for you being there. And we bless the Lord this morning. God bless you, people of God. We want you to live and not die, and proclaim the wondrous works of the Lord. Open your mouth and be a trumpet unto the Lord. Bind up the drawback spirit, no matter what you were in the past. You are no longer what you were in the past. The Lord has moved it all out of your life. You have to move into the things of God. God bless you. Have a great and an awesome day and worship and in praise and family with all day through this day with much love of God shining over you and you shining that love back into all that's around you. God bless you. Have a great day. Shalom.
The atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a flame. Broken by the one we proclaim, raise it up, fill the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name. Oh,
struggles keep you near the cross. And may your trouble show that you need God. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your
y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God. All you gotta do is fall.